It's time to get way down low, below top secret.
Wait a minute.
Current events, sports, arts, entertainment, food, topics, automotive topics, relationships. It's all here. Now, from belowtopsecret.com, this is the BTS Mix.
And hey, everybody. This is the BTS Mix Show. I'm your host, Doc Hancock. And joining me, of course, is the infamous and incandescent Spencer Tracy. How are you, Spencer? What's going on?
Hey, man. I'm glad to be incandescent, actually. I thought my ballast had burned out, but I'm doing pretty good right now.
That is tremendous to hear. Anything new in your world?
I guess I'm auditioning for a movie tomorrow, which would be kind of cool. It's probably not anything you're going to see in the Academy Awards, but it will be interesting. And not that I don't have enough irons in the fire right now, but it'd be kind of fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, man, auditioning for movies is always a blast, and you never know. This could be, you know, your gate to stardom. So, you know, never take that stuff lightly. You never know. So good luck to you, sir. Break a jugular, I guess. That's the way.
Yeah, it's kind of a horror movie, I guess, from the name of it anyway, the working title. So how about you, Doc? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I just got a new job. Very excited about that. I won't disclose the company, but I'm very excited about it. And, you know, it was one of those very long kind of drawn out interview processes. I think I met with 8 or 9 people, and it was just like this marathon kind of interviewing thing. So I'm glad that process is over. I can only sit around and talk about myself so much before I want to throw up. So,
well, congratulations. And I hope the Bunny Ranch out in Las Vegas enjoys your employment. So, yeah.
The bunnies will be happy. I can assure you of that.
Well, welcome to show number 26 of the BTS Mix. And I guess, Doc, let's just go ahead and jump right into the breaking general news forum.
That's right. And of course, we always find zany things here on BTS, and this certainly fits into that category. Apparently out in Oregon, and this comes from Spook Jr., a 6-foot lizard was captured in Oregon. And this comes out of the Seattle newspaper. Grants Pass, Oregon. An Oregon man playing in the yard with his toddler sons captured a 6-foot-long lizard capable of killing pets and injuring humans. Ryan Nelson said he thought it was a crocodile when he first spotted the Nile monitor by the rose bushes. And man, you know, those monitor lizards are intense. Fabulous animals in the water, very, very fast. And you would think for a 500-pound lizard, you know, they'd be relatively slow. But I saw some footage, man, of these things on, I think, National Geographic or Discovery, one of those shows. And they were feeding them, and they put them into a pit. They threw a couple goats, live goats, into this pit of monitor lizards. And I got to tell you, man, those things move quick. And you'd be well informed to know that if you see one in the wild, that those things are not slow, and they're very dangerous. And when they bite you, man, they have that poison saliva, so you got to be real careful with that.
Yeah, you actually die of the infection from all the bacteria and junk in their saliva, which is, you know, they've got potty mouths. They could use some Orbitz gum. But I remember seeing my first monitor lizard when I was a kid, but you know where I saw it? And I'll give you a hint. It was a cartoon, actually.
Huh.
Johnny Quest.
Oh, okay.
You know, the Venture Brothers have taken that Johnny Quest theme and made it very funny and parodied it. But the original Johnny Quest, back in its day, where you actually shot people, or, you know, they were eaten or blown up or whatever, that show was great. I loved it. And as a matter of fact, I even bought the DVD set. So every once in a while, I'll rip them onto my iPhone and watch a Johnny Quest episode.
Nice. That's a great way to do it.
Well, you never know what's going to escape, especially in West Texas. Matter of fact, last week, a coworker walks outside, almost steps on like a 2.5-3-foot rattlesnake.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Man, no kidding. So Spencer's having rattlesnake soup for dinner tonight, huh?
No, you know what? I've tried reptiles before as a meal, like alligator tail and stuff like that. I just can't. There's just something about it I don't like. I don't know. No, so no fried rattlesnake for me tonight.
Maybe make yourself a nice new pair of boots.
There you go. All right, time to jump into the relationships forum. This is, of course, one of our favorite places to go because we actually have had enough failed relationships that Doc and I can give you tons of advice on how not to do things. And this one is posted by Daniel191159, and it's, I need help so bad, please. It goes like this. There's no easy way to begin this, so here we go. I had been dating this amazing girl for 6 months. We fought a little bit near the end, but We're always both really stressed out. Final exams, college, blah. Her ex decided to join the Marines, and she told me that she still loved him. Over the next month, she progressively grew closer to him and continually put me on the back burner. Our arguments became worse, and things just pretty much melted down at that point. I'm going to skip a little bit here. It's been 2 days, and she has made no attempt to contact him and end things. I mean, in the meantime, she's been pretending that everything is okay between them, and she doesn't consider how I feel in this situation at all. I confronted her about this, and she swears that she is considering my feelings and that I am the one she wants to be with. I told her that I was done. I wanted to cut the ties with her and start over elsewhere. She pleaded with me to stay. I love her so much, but every time I think of her, I can only think she slept with him and didn't even consider me. You'll have to read the rest of the story. I skipped a little bit. I feel like I'm constantly put on the back burner, though she swears that she isn't doing that, and the front she puts on in front of others hurts me emotionally constantly. Please, someone give me your opinion about this situation. Doc, they need help. What would you say?
Well, I'm looking at a couple keywords here. And yes, Spencer, you skipped over the juicy part, man, where apparently, you know, he said, well, are you sleeping with him? And she said, no, of course. And then he comes to find out that she has been. Okay, keywords that first of all pop out at me is Marine. So be very careful here because you don't want to mess with him. I would say overall, you know, you have to really, you know, sit down and think critically about this because you've got a situation where you are dating this girl. You really like her, but she's obviously in some other place and focused on another guy, which is, you know, can never lead to any sort of decent stuff. She was honest with you, I suspect, in a sense that she said, yes, I do still love him. And, you know, that's a big first step for her to take. And, you know, I can't see anything really positive coming out of that. And I know it's really easy for me, you know, a couple hundred miles away sitting behind a microphone to say that. But, you know, you're just going to continually run into problems with this and you're going to continually hurt yourself. So I guess best advice would be just to kind of distance yourself from this. Let things pan out. The age old saying, expect the hope for the best, expect the worst and take it from there.
Yeah, and I think that Asala pretty much sums it up when she says, goodness, what a mess. Hun, I hate to say it, but both of you need to have some time away from each other so that you can pretty much gather your emotions up and kind of work this whole thing out. See, this is a tough situation. Boy, you know, what do you say? I mean, would you go for it? Would you try to work things out? Would you maybe just say, you know what, I can't handle your flip-flopping on this and sleeping with the guy? I don't know. It's tough. And we've got some great responses from some of the members on the site, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, BTS is a great place where if you do have a problem like this, come on in, post it up. And you know, Spencer and I will certainly do our best to help you through it. But the rest of the BTS community has a lot of fabulous advice. They're a wealth of knowledge, and they can certainly help you get through some very tough times.
Again, that's posted in the relationships forum. I need help so bad, please. So if you have any great positive advice, let them know, please, because this is a tough situation, you bet. All right, time to jump over to Jokes, Puns, Pranks, Wookiees Caption Contest. And I love this one, Doc.
Yeah, speaking of people who do not need help with in the lady department, man, what a stud, I'm telling you. Wookiee has started a caption contest, and you know, you can post, and you just come up with a clever line. It's a very nice shot of Wookiee sitting there. Of course, our resident ATS concierge, what you know, and he's sitting there giving a very bedroom eye stare at the camera, and he has asked some of the BTS members to come on in and put a caption to it. Do you got anything, Spencer?
Well, actually, he does remind me of Chuck from the NBC TV show Chuck. From the Buy More store.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of when I saw What You Know's photo. So I'll have to work on mine and be kind. There's some other folks that, golly, weren't that kind. Alora wrote, the first thing that came to mind was actually a quote in my signature. You look like an evil mastermind, and I mean that as a compliment. So here's my caption. It's a brand new day, and the sun is high. All the birds are singing that you're going to die.
And I like Sugar J posted in, okie dokie, first thing that popped into my head was, how you doing? And I like that.
Yeah,
being a resident New Yorker myself, I gotta love the how you doing line. That's very nice.
Taryn Blue said, I'm here to sell you some car insurance. Now that one kind of fits pretty well. I like that one too. So if you'd like to get some points and I do have to include Lord Infamous in here, Doc. Lord Infamous posted, I noticed that you're desperate. I'm desperate, too.
Like in the old Butthead line, I noticed you have braces. I have braces, too. Phoenix posts, what you know fell asleep again at work, so his boss glued his fingers together as punishment. How is he going to post on BTS? So, way to go, Phoenix, looping in BTS. We got to love that.
We'll be back with more of the BTS Mix Show.
Hi, everybody. Dave Rabbit here from the ATS Mix Show. And I want to tell you, I've got something that's really fabulous coming your way, and we want each of you to be a part of this experience. Last year, my partner, Johnny Anonymous, and I attended the Bay Area UFO Expo in San Jose, California. This year, the founder of the event, Victoria Jack, invited Johnny and I back again. I can't believe it, neither could Johnny, but it's fact. We are going to be attending the 10th annual Bay Area UFO Expo, this year located in the beautiful Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara, California. Now, it's going to be held this year on September 27th and 28th of 2008. There's going to be all kinds of vendors there. There's going to be all kinds of speakers there. There's going to be all kinds of special featured guests, which I cannot mention because it's top secret. But there's going to be all kinds of things about UFOs, alien encounters, Earth mysteries, government cover-ups, and so much more that I just don't have the time to mention. But you can find out more information by going to abovetopsecret.com/forum. Go to the ATS Mix information area, and you'll find a thread that says Meet Dave and Johnny at the Bay Area UFO Expo. Now, for those of you that are members of the AboveTopSecret.com family, you have some really special opportunities. Number one, you can ask questions for the guests that are listed there on this particular thread. And number two, and probably more important, is that you will get a chance to win 10,000 ATS points for bringing us a can of Bush beans and being one of the first 10 that do it. So there's a couple of incentives right there. And actually, we're going to actually probably eat the Bush beans, or either that, or we'll autograph the Bush beans and give them back to you. And you can sell them on eBay. Now, won't that be fun for everybody? Okay, and then now I tell you something else that's really going to be amazing. Johnny and I are probably going to do all kinds of crazy stuff like we did last year. And it's kind of like we were Pac-Man Jones with the Dallas Cowboys. Last year, I thought Johnny and I were going to get absolutely banned for all the shenanigans that we did. I mean, we were going through the expo area with all the exhibitors, and we were singing Edelweiss, and we were getting a group together, and we were doing this and doing that, and we were singing songs, and I don't know how many renditions of Do You Know the Way to San Jose that Johnny and I sang last year, but it was absolutely chaotic fun to the 10th degree. And this year is going to be even better. And I can't wait to meet a lot of you guys and gals out there that are fans of the ATS Mix Show. And as we're approaching our 100th show, I mean, we want to thank each and every one of the 23 million subscribers and fans that we have accumulated in the last year. And if you like more information, as I say, you can go to abovetopsecret.com/forum. Go to the ATS Mix information and find the thread that says Meet Dave and Johnny. You can also go directly to the Bay Area UFO Expo site, which is located at www.thebayareaufoexpo.com. And this is also located on all the different pages. It shows the artwork with all the guests and whatever. So please come join Johnny Anonymous and yours truly, Dave Rabbit, for a weekend of fun on September the 27th and 28th of 2008 at the Marriott Hotel, Santa Clara, California, at the 10th annual Bay Area UFO Expo. And for those of you that fly in, you fly in through the San Jose International Airport, and the hotel is about 5 minutes away from that location. So hope to see all of you there. Peace and love, everybody.
BTS Mix Show.
But see, I like the way you talk. You're like Paddington Bear, but you're not a bear.
Now back to Spitzer and Doc.
And welcome back to the BTS Mix Show. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock, a.k.a. Paddington Bear. And we have some tremendous topics that we're continuing to talk about.
I love this one, Doc. It's in the movies category. What are your favorite extraterrestrial space travel movies? It was posted by Alex G. 141989. I'm really into these kinds of movies, he says. My favorite so far is Contact. I've seen Invasion with Nicole Kidman. Martian Child. It's not really about aliens. It's about some crazy kid who thinks he's from Mars. Robert Nesta posted Close Encounters of the Third Kind easily.
Yeah, a lot of people posted Close Encounters of the Third Time. A lot of people write. Colorado Jens writes in Alien, of course, you know, one of the great movies of our time for sure. And Event Horizon, posted in by Demandrid, which is a great movie as well.
I got one from Dimensional Detective that I agree with. They Live, he liked that one. E.T., Contact, Fire in the Sky, and Communion.
Oh, E.T., of course. I mean, like the greatest, one of the greatest movies ever made, period. I mean, you know, pull it out of this category and it holds its own.
Snow in 20 posted, I'll actually like the movie from the 80s called Enemy Mine. Of course, if you think about Enemy Mine, you probably want to think about The Last Starfighter. I don't know why I connect those two. But I do. Maybe not exactly what this thread is about, but I enjoyed it nonetheless. However, I also like Contact, but the book was far better. Close Encounters of the Third Kind was not bad. I think they should do a remake. Steven Spielberg just annoys me with his signature films. Well, I don't know. I thought Close Encounters was great. I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Great, great movie. Lanik writes in Starman, and which is great. And Men in Black, which hasn't been mentioned yet. And Men in Black's obviously a great movie, kind of putting a humorous spin on the whole alien thing.
Sure, 2001, Space Odyssey, can't forget that. The Day the Earth Stood Still. Predator, you know, the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. And I just got through seeing last night they had Total Recall on. I haven't seen that movie in years. And I went, wow, we can actually do some of that stuff already. Like going through the TSA people scanner where they can look under your clothes and see exactly what your body looks like, which is, hey, eyes off my junk, TSA guys.
Yeah, hey, keep your eyes up. Look me in the eye. Don't. Hey, what are you doing? Stop looking down there. Hey, come on, TSA guys. That's just rude, inappropriate.
Been scanned. I feel so dirty. All right, so if you have one of your favorite extraterrestrial movies, please post it in this forum. It's in the movies category. What are your favorite extraterrestrial space travel movies?
And that takes us right back into the relationships forum, actually. Boy, we sure do love that forum. There's so much good, juicy stuff in there, I gotta say. And this post comes in from Perfect Enemy 05, and the title of the thread is, Would You Be Offended? All right, I'm posting this not to be cocky or whatever, seriously, but I want to ask you guys and women how you would take this. Little story. I was out to eat today enjoying my shredded beef burrito. Burritos are good. And there was a couple sitting at the table directly facing me. The woman was faced in my direction, and her man had his back to me. They even had a kid. Now, I was just sitting there eating my burrito, and the woman kept looking at me. She would stare right past her man and just stare at me, kind of smile, almost flirting. I was sitting there like, you're with your man. Seriously, stop looking at me. I wanted to so badly go up to the guy and be like, seriously, your chick keeps looking at me. I wasn't flirting back. This is just the guy to guy saying, hey, your woman is trying to flirt with another guy right in front of you. Would you guys be offended if a guy told you that or another girl if the situation was switched? Or would you be pissed off at that guy? I mean, I sure as hell would. I would want to know if my girl is attempting to get another man's attention, especially directly in front of me. Now, I'm not trying to sound cocky here like I was trying to steal another guy's chick just because I am so good looking or whatever. I am being serious, and that would be in that it would be my place to pull that guy aside and tell him that is what his chick is doing. Any thoughts on this? And if, you know, he's a rather debonair looking individual, if his avatar picture is truly of him, you know. But that leads up a good question. I mean, is it the courteous thing to do to let this gentleman know that his, you know, his girlfriend, wife's, whoever eyes are wandering a little bit?
Yeah.
What do you think, Spencer?
Well, Pure Evil posted, and I'll tell you what I think in a second. I want to hit Pure Evil's post right quick. Hypothetical situation. If I'm with my wife and kid and some guy comes up, pulls me to the side and tells me my wife is looking at him 30-like, I would be pissed off at you. Mainly because I completely trust her. Now, if I didn't trust her, I would be grateful that you were honest and told me about it. It's a matter of how well this guy trusts the woman, I think, which, of course, you have no way of knowing. Peace. Here's my deal. As you get older, you know, and you don't know the entire situation, that could have been her brother. Maybe she's a single mom and she was just taking her kid out. Don't know. Could have been her brother. But at some point, don't get offended. I wouldn't be offended. And, you know, as you get older, you kind of go, man, I'll take any prop anybody can throw me at some point.
Well, that's the thing. You got to understand the situation and then take it one step further. I mean, obviously, you have to read every situation for what it is and when it is, but you're going to go up to this guy. You're going to say, hey, pal, you know, your girlfriend's looking at me. She can't stop staring at me. Da, 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 da. What do you think the girlfriend is going to say? Of course, she's going to be like, no, I wasn't. How conceited of you. How could you even think that I would do such a thing? So then the boyfriend's going to be all mad because you went up and told him. And of course, she's going to be denying the whole thing. So where are you then? I mean, you're all of a sudden at odds with these people. When she was maybe just a harm, maybe you had something in your teeth or something. Maybe you had like a big, you know, pimple on your forehead or something and she was staring at that. You never know. So my advice would be just to generally, you know, just let it fly, man. Let it fly.
Yeah, you could like had a booger hanging out of your nose and she was thinking, you know, hey, you really should get that out of your nose. I want to tell you, but I won't. I think flirting is healthy in any relationship, and because people are people. I mean, you can't put blinders on your mate. Regardless of what you think. And if they want to flirt, you know, my wife would never act on it, but she's an attractive woman and people come up to her and she can be nice. And what she would appreciate about a person or make a conversation about a person, I don't consider that flirting. Somebody might consider that flirting, or if she smiles at someone, I don't get offended at that, you know, because I know who she's going home with, baby. She's going home with me.
Oh, yeah. So if you guys have any funny flirting stories that you'd like to post, of course, hop onto BTS and post them up, and we can laugh and point fingers and make fun of you, as we're prone to do. And speaking of which, this kind of, I think, coincides nicely with our recent topic here. This is posted by Q-Ball, which, incidentally, Q-Ball and Rush 2112 will be joining us on the program next week. We're going to set up some interviews with them and have them on, our friends from Down Under. Good day, mate. And have them by. So this is from Q-Ball, and this is a pretty funny thread, I thought. So you wake up, you're not at home, not even in your city, and next to you is an attractive stranger. So you wake up, it's a summer morning, you're not in your room, you're not even in your city. You turn over, and next to you is an attractive stranger. What do you do? Me, I would freak out. I would run out into the street and leave the house. I'm too much of a skeptic not just to go with the flow of it. She could be a complete weirdo for all I know. What would be your reaction? Ladies, imagine you woke up to this handsome face. And, of course, there's a big mugshot of Christian Slater there, which, as you read down the post, apparently Q-Ball has a bit of an infatuation with Christian Slater. I'm sure it's perfectly healthy, but we may just want to keep an eye on him.
This happened to me a few years ago. It actually happened. I was in New Orleans, and I'm out partying, and the next thing I know, I am in Phoenix, Arizona, and I wake up next to Angelina Jolie. And only thing I could think about was, man, I've got to get out of here before Brad shows up. But what's that?
Oh, I'm sorry, Spencer. That's your alarm clock going off. It's time to wake up, pal. Dreamland's over.
And that's how I got out of the room. You're exactly right. That's how it happened.
That's I had a similar situation. I was in college, and I was at this party on Manhattan's Upper East Side. And by the time the night was over, I was at a toga party in Astoria, Queens, which is a fairly, you know, not a terrible hike, but no idea, you know, just sitting there going, whoa, holy cow, when did I show up at a toga party? That's crazy. So that was pretty intense as well.
Sweet, yeah, pictures.
But I didn't wake up next to any attractive strangers either. So I guess all in all, the night was it was a pretty lame night, actually. It was just way too long and drawn out.
Our super moderator, Asala, writes, I'd be like, whoa, that must have been a great night I just had. LOL. Then I'd write a note to the fella saying, see ya. If he was really handsome, I might just leave my number. LOL. Then make my way home.
Acetastic writes in, I'd probably just smirk and go back to sleep, or instigate more naughty fondly fun, or try and pull off the mask.
I like that one.
And Given May, our very own Miss BTS, puts in, no, it's Slater again. I feel as if I'm being haunted by this man. It's kind of like being Rickrolled, waking up next to Chuck Norris or the Hoff. I would probably scream and run into the street naked. And she's posted this great little animated little picture here, and it's this guy, and it looks like he's waking up from a nightmare. And I would assume that the nightmare had something to do with that Burger King, that guy that runs around selling burgers. And wakes up and boom, right next to him in the bed is the king. So that's a little creepy.
He's a sexy beast. Yeah, and it's actually the guy from Simon and Simon. I can't remember his name right offhand. But yeah, interesting, cute little graphic there. Like that one. Rush 2112 wrote, "Dang it, Gibbon, that clip is really creeping me out and getting in the way of my fantasy here. So I'm thinking that I'm probably going to wake up next to him and has a picture of Matthew McConaughey in the post. And if that's the case, which I'm sure that it is, I'd scoot right up close to him, wrap my arms around him, and gently lean over and whisper in his ear, 'Baby, oh crap, hubby is leaving for work. Gotta give him a kiss goodbye. Will I ever, ever get to finish a good fantasy?' Sigh, Rush." Which, nice post, Rush.
Very, very, very nice. And a lovely picture, of course, of Matthew McConaughey. And it's odd you can find a picture of Matthew McConaughey with his shirt on, which is wild. So congratulations for finding one of those.
Hey, speaking of sexy body parts, let's jump right into the general chit-chat forum, Doc. And this is, the title of this thread is Sexiest Male / Female Body Part, posted by D-Evolution Evolved. All right, BTS, here's your chance to let the opposite sex know what turns you on. Sexiest female body part for me would definitely have to be the stomach. Actually, the whole core wrapping around her back. Yeah, that should do it. Oh, and a close second would have to be the buttocks. Definitely the butt. Anyone else? So we had several folks post on this one.
Oh, yeah. Well, this has got to be a popular topic. And it's interesting, you know, because everybody's kind of got their own little thing that shakes their rocks. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of fun to see, you know, those little quirky things about people that they find interesting about others. Heike says, "For me, it's the face and eyes and the expression. A cute grin, expressive eyes, and a good sense of humor will get me every time. So quit wasting your time on those biceps and triceps and six-pack abs. Tone up your smile. Ha ha." And I agree with that. A good smile goes a long way with either sex. I think mine are probably a little off the beaten trail. Probably not terribly, though. I really like the nape of the neck, you know, the little part where, you know, the neck meets the hairline on the back of the neck. For some reason, there's something very, very sexy about that to me. I'm also a big ankle man for some reason, like a good, nice ankle. You know, I got to say I am relatively turned off to cankles where, you know, where you can't differentiate between the calf and the ankle, therefore labeled cankles. So, yeah, kind of bizarre two things, but those are definitely mine. What about you? What do you find sexy on the opposite sex?
I kind of agree with Phoenix Post that it's the whole package. I mean, if someone takes care of themselves, they've got a nice smile along with a personality and a nice body, then, you know, I think it's the whole package. But I would say definitely what grabs my attention is the smile and maybe a spark in the eyes. I mean, when you see that spark, there's that connection and you can, I don't know, that's just me. But that's the first thing I notice is the eyes and the smile. And then I kind of work my way around the other places.
Oh, absolutely. Access Denied writes in, "I'm a petite little thing. I like a guy who is much taller than me, and he's got to have strong arms. I need to feel safe and protected." Well, you know, Chuck Norris, I hear, is on the prowl now, so you go after Chuck Norris, although he's not very tall, I guess. That wouldn't fit that category. But he would certainly keep you safe with his ninja moves.
Oh, yeah. Chuck Norris rocks. We love Chuck Norris. And speaking of screens and screen tests and other topics, we'll cover some more of those in just a minute.
Being part of the revolution is easy. Star, flag, and dig the mother. Whether you find a great topic or really enjoy one of our podcasts, you can make it even better by taking the time to show your appreciation and applause by giving the material a star, then flag, and finally a dig. This will draw attention to the thread or podcast, and by doing so, you're making a difference and improving the ATS, BTS, and Above Politics experience. So remember, when you find a great thread or podcast, star, flag, and dig the mother. Thanks for being part of the revolution from your friends at the Above Networks, LLC. You're listening to the BTS Mix Show with Spencer Tracy and Doc Hancock.
Oh, yeah, baby. You are listening to the BTS Mix Show with Spencer Tracy and Doc Hancock, and we're covering some awesome topics here on BTS. And this is a great one. As you probably may or may not know, Spencer and I, we tape our show over the internet, and we use a program called Skype. And we rely on a strong bandwidth, strong internet connection. And sometimes, man, you know, it's dicey, you know, especially if there's a storm around Spencer or a storm around me. And, you know, we can certainly use all the bandwidth we can get. And this brings us into our computer help forum, which we don't visit very often. But when we do, there's some really, you know, fun and exciting tips in here to either increase the performance of your computer, to, you know, cool little tricks you can do on the internet, whatever it may be. In this case, the thread is gain an extra 20% of your bandwidth, Windows XP and up. And this comes in from For Home and Country. Hey, I wasn't quite sure where to put this, and this isn't really an idea, conspiracy, or theory, but rather something that could potentially help you out on the website and the rest of your internet. However, I take no credit for this. I found it on a video on YouTube, which can be found here, thanks to SC Tutorials. But if you don't want to watch the video, I'll outline the process here. Now, as the title suggests, Microsoft reserves 20% of your internet bandwidth through their workgroup network for things such as auto updates. Now, this is relatively useless to me as I never update my Windows for certain reasons and would like to, the full use of my internet bandwidth. I pay for it to load pages faster, etc. So here's how it goes. You press start, go to run, or for Vista users, go to the start search area. Number two, type in gpedit.msc without the quotations and press enter. It'll take you to the Windows Group Policy Editor. In the side menu, go to Administrative Template Folder and click it so it drops down in the submenus. And I'm not going to go through all the instructions here, but this details it very easily. If you're a Windows XP or Vista user, this is a great way to make your internet run a little faster, get a little bit more bandwidth, and darn it, get that value you pay, you know, all that money a month for broadband or cable modem. You know, you should be getting really fast service, so why let Microsoft take 20% of it from you?
And this was posted by We're All Gonna Die. Cool, thanks for the video. My download speed went from 100 to 110K to 110 to 130K, so really made a difference for We're All Gonna Die. But they did want to point out in some of the other threads that are posted that it doesn't work with XP Home Edition. You have to do something else with the policy to get into that. And there's some of those posted here, some of the different things that you can do. So even in if you're using like Entourage on the Mac, I was pulling up some of my, just because I read this and I pulled up some of the services that my Mac is using, and I've got a Windows Network Manager, I think, that's loaded because of Entourage. And that's probably taking a little bit of my bandwidth. So what I'm going to do when I get finished with the show is kind of play with that and see if I nuke that out of my processes, if my bandwidth will go up.
And this goes for everybody else. If you've got any really cool computer hints, tricks, or little magical spells that you can work on your computer, by all means, hop into the computer help forum here on BTS and post them up. And, you know, you'll get tons of diagnostics from all the members. They'll try it out, see how it works, and get some instant feedback. Couldn't ask for anything more.
We have some great folks on here, and the stuff they come up with is fantastic. So it can save you a lot of headaches and solve some of your problems. And if you're running into something that you don't know how to handle, don't worry. We've got tons of Brainiacs on the website that can help you with that. Let's jump into the Comics Forum. Comics contest number 2, 10,000 points up for grabs, posted by Asala. Yay, super moderator and awarder of mega points for the BTS Mix screen test, which we'll get to next. She writes, the new contest for the Comic Forum. Hey, guys and girls. Well, it's about time we had another contest in this forum. The contest is to create a character based on ATS BTS. This can even be based on your personality here in the forums. I want you then to put the character to work in a 4-panel comic strip. And then she goes through the rules and the different point system that will be awarded, 3 different prizes. And just, this is such a great idea. I love this. What you know, of course, already posted. I'm in. Here's a little poke at my BTS favorite gang. Love that. So you can check out What You Know's comic strip. Love it. Needs to be 4 panels, or I guess 3 or 4. He's got 3 panels there, but if you can make your point in 3, go for it.
And this is a great idea for a contest, because there are some very talented and creative people here on BTS and ATS, and to see them really, you know, kind of bring their talents to the table like this and do it creatively and create a comic strip. DJ Temp posted one, which is a lot of fun. And, you know, this is just an awesome contest. So I encourage everybody who can even draw even a little bit to get on, post up some comic strips, you know, maybe rouse a little bit, get a little rouse out of some members or something. That would be a lot of fun. But have a great time with this, and I can't wait to see how the contest turns out.
Yeah, some of the other honorable mentions so far. Tox 100 has got a board. It's a little bit long, so it goes vertically up and down the strip. This is fun, and there's some great programs out there that will actually allow you to do artwork in comic strip style. And please feel free to do that. We'd love to see it. We'd love to hear about your humor, and can't wait for Asala to announce the winner. This is going to be a great contest. And speaking of great contest, Doc, it's now time for the BTS Mix Screen Test.
Woo, woo, it's a screen test, woo.
And this week's question has to do with a comedian, actor, pianist, composer, and songwriter who came up with one of his characters for The Jack Parr Show. He also dressed in drag to sell pancake syrup and was a famous square. Can you name the grandfather of David and Patricia and the character he created? Answer that correctly. And since this one's a tough one, I'm going to say, what do you think? 8,000 BTS points, Doc?
I think 8,000 sounds about right. This is a tough one. So, you know, this is very challenging. 8,000 points to the victor. Good luck to one and all on this one, man. This one's got me stumped, I'll tell you what.
Hey, we've really appreciated you tuning in to the BTS Mix Show again this week. Don't forget, you can subscribe on iTunes, and it'll download automatically as soon as the show's posted, and then you can listen on your iPod, your iPhone, or any MP3 device.
Super sweet. Get it on your iTunes. That would be lovely.
Well, that does it for another edition of the BTS Mix Show. Have a great week. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock. Take care of one another, will you?
You've been listening to the BTS Mix. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of BTS Mix, please visit the website belowtopsecret.com. The views expressed on BTS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the above network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening, and continue to deny boredom by logging on to belowtopsecret.com.